Hello, good afternoon. You're listening to Venom Sports. This is Tony Rice on your Saturday afternoon, here for you right through to 6 p.m. And I tell you what, it's a special day today because it's non-league day. Love a non-league day. And that means that if you've never been down to Clarence Park, I know you probably listen to Venom Sports right about now, but hey, take your smart device, take your phones and get down. Show your support to the Saints. They need it. Tough start to the campaign, but there's going to be loads of activities going on, a festival of football, lots of things going on around this community as well. And to tell us all about it, we have a man who's going to be in penalty shootout fun at the halftime. It is Sammy the Saints role, a man who does so much for our community. It is the commercial officer for the Saints. It's the mighty Phil Coates. Welcome back to Verum Sports.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for that marvellous introduction.
Hey, listen, I do try. Community Radio Award nominated for sports. We do try, Phil, you know. But anyway, that's by the by. It's all about non-league day today. Obviously, no Premiership action. So, of course, come on, get down to Clarence Park if you've never been. And I'll tell you something, before we build up and give you a platform to tell us all about the exciting festival of football, which is non-league day, the Saints need that support this season, don't they? Tough start to the campaign.
Yeah, it's been not the best of starts to the season. A few drawn games and a few lost games to start with, and then knocked out of the FA Cup away to Weymouth, who we'd already lost to in the league. But hopefully we can find a new vein of form and starting it with the game against Eastbourne at Clarence Park on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at that. And it's a potentially winnable one as well, isn't it? Saints in 18th on 10 points, but just 1 point ahead is Eastbourne on 15th. And in the ever topsy-turvy Vanarama League South, much will change. But again, the day to make that change happen, but it's always exciting non-league day. Obviously, so much of our kind of maybe the fair-weather football fans, they follow the Premier League. But it's time to show your true community spirit this weekend, I feel. And Phil, you are the man. You are the man who's got a finger on the pulse. I know there's almost like a mini beer festival going on. So much going on, as always, for the Youth Saints scheme. Tell us all about what's kicking off throughout the afternoon on non-league day at Clarence Park today.
Right, OK. With the younger age group, we now have this season's Young Saints scheme already set up and running. We've got new members signed up. The membership, same as last season, entitles the member to six games free of charge, but also the accompanying adult is £10. So it's well worth joining. In addition to that, there is signed footballs that are going to be handed out every now and again, or raffled every now and again, and signed shirts. This Saturday, we've actually got about 150 mini footballs that are going to be thrown out to the, or even kicked out to the crowd by players and Sammy the Saint. So they can come along and hopefully get a mini signed football from the club. And in addition to that, it's the start of our trading cards. We have this season, instead of the sticker albums we had last season, we've decided to go for trading cards. So the first sort of random selection of trading cards are available to members on Saturday, and then will be available at home games going through the season. So, quite a lot going on for the younger fans. As you said, we've also got, for the somewhat older fans, Three Brewers, local brewery, supplying six special ales, I believe. And also, for the younger fans, there's going to be a range of soft drinks available at the entrance at York Road.
A true, true festival, non-league day, always special. One of the amazing things about it, not only does it give a real, richly deserved spotlight to the non-league world, But, Phil, I know you do so much amazing work and commit so much precious energy to kind of charitable work here in our community. It's also going to enable two great charity partners to get a bit more extra funds, etc., etc. Tell us a bit about those two awesome charitable partners.
Yeah, well, the first one, national charity, is Prostate Cancer UK. We've been raising money for the charity for 4 years now, and
we were close to the 150,000 last time. Oh,
We're only about 1,500 away, so we could almost get there on Saturday. But yeah, I mean, the charity, it's not all about fundraising. It's raising awareness as well. I think hopefully we've raised awareness through handing out little mini booklets and people talking with us about, you know, testing for prostate cancer, etc. The charity do invaluable work, well, both in terms of research and also providing support for those who been diagnosed. And secondly, Youth Talk, local mental health charity for 13 to 25 year olds, who provide support and counselling for younger people in our district. And again, they're particularly reliant on donations to provide that counselling service.
Two awesome, awesome causes there. And again, from, you know, like I say, that figure of 150, we're pushing close to it over the last 3 or 4 years for Prostate Cancer UK. I know also an awful lot will go to that other great cause, Youth Talk. Bottom line is this, it has never ceased to astonish me, the wealth of generosity that abides here and the core of our great St. Albans community. And I'm sure that will be reflected and indeed amplified on this awesome non-league Saturday weekend. Quick one though, again, coming back to sort of the fun element of this weekend. I know, yeah. I don't know how you have the time to do what you do, Phil, truly I don't. But one of your roles is that you are, you know, officially Sammy the Saint. And I believe that you are going to be the kind of overseer of a penalty shootout competition at the half-time.
Well, I'm literally going to be overseeing. And we do have a couple of people actually organising the children to take the penalties. I just make sure that they get onto the pitch beforehand and give them a few high fives and perhaps have a photo or two taken with the teams. We've got two local schools, Sandridge and Bernard Heath, taking part this Saturday. So, well, may the best team win. But Sammy will be there supporting both sides, very neutral.
And he will certainly be cheering on the Saints, I'm sure, all afternoon. As you say, a big one, potentially a winnable one. Again, love the community ethos. If, as we do every week, we follow the Saints. It's kind of the flagship of Vernon Sport, if you would. I've got to ask you, again, dumped out of the FA Cup, losing 4-1, a great Weymouth team. You know, before the game, I think they'd scored 26-odd goals all season. But shipping goals are our Saints at the moment. It's got to start at the back for Allinson, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think We are struggling a bit at the back, and it was shown again much in the same way as it was in the previous game against Weymouth. Wasn't helped by a very dubious penalty decision at 1-0 down that I don't think any of the St Albans players believed it was a penalty. It just a hard tackle in the area, but
well, I've got to tell you, on that regard,
they went on to score a couple more goals. So
Just quickly on the penalty, our man at the game there, Barry, it was Michael Hill last weekend, played a blinder as a reporter. He actually said that even the Weymouth support team that were in close vicinity to him said there's no way in a month of Sundays was that a penalty. So that does give you an idea. But again, you can't blame Weymouth. It is the referee's decision. And as you rightly say, they then went on to score a few more. My major, major point is Saints really need a positive result, you feel, this weekend.
We've got to be a little better at the back, and hopefully our shooting scored one good goal, but we're sort of really struggling a bit to put the ball in the net at the other end. So hopefully we can redeem that on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, get down and lend your support to the Saints. Cheer them on. You could be the 12th man, as it were, as our Saints look to turn the corner. Phil, just in closing, as always, it's a true privilege to speak with you. I do honestly salute you for all the incredible work that you continue to do for our great community and for so many great causes. Just wanted to give you a chance to flag up and kind of raise attention to any kind of particular websites for either the charity partners or the Saints Youth Trust, or indeed anything close to your heart.
Yeah, I mean, I would say on Saturday, I mean, one of the things we're doing is reduce prices. So the adult price is reduced by, £4 on the day. Hopefully that will enable people to put a little bit of a contribution into the charities. There's lots going on, both for adults and children, and we've got to remember that as well as it being non-league day, it is a charitable day, and the two charities are very worthwhile charities. You know, one a national charity and one very local to us.
Both awesome causes. Always awesome to follow the Saints, and it's always a sincere pleasure to talk with your good self, Mr. Coates. I want to wish you a jolly good rest of your evening, and to one and all, get down and lend the support on non-league day. Get down to the wonderful atmospheric Clarence Park for a crunch fixture and a festival of action fun for all the family. It's going to be special. Phil, thank you as always. Much obliged.
Yeah, thank you as well.